And so so that's what I wrote here. D squared upside the x squared is the rightmost value minus twice the center value plus the leftmost value. If I now add that for x and y, we're going to get something which will have the left minus twice the center plus the right, the up minus twice the center plus the down. So this is in the stencil, this is just one down in the y direction. And the reason we get, so when we add these together, we're going to get the this magic combination that we saw discussion of the Jacobi iteration, which is the left plus the right plus the top plus the bottom minus 4 times the middle value. So that when we divide by 4, that's the average of the neighbors minus the middle. So that says the del squared is 4 times 4 over h squared times the average of the 4 neighbors minus the middle. So that's sort of why this is a very important quantity. Obviously, if I did this in 3 dimensions, I would get the 3-dimensional average, which is called 6 terms, minus, and is divided by 6, minus the middle. Because if I have 3 of them, I just add a z plus h and a z minus h minus 2 of psi xy again. And so when I add them all together, I only get a 6 times of psi xy. And then I'll have 6 terms. This is the simplest possible approximation. When we did ordinary differential equations, we noted that there were some extremely complicated formulae for the differential operator. When we did the Adams-Bashford formulae and things like that, and we used instead of the simplest Taylor expansion, we used Taylor expansions with keeping higher order terms, and we got much more complicated expressions for the differential operator. And so you're allowed to do the same here and get far more complicated expressions. However, they'll all have roughly the same form. For the second order derivative, it's got to go like 1 over h squared. The stuff in the middle is some linear combination of the values of psi near the point xy. It may not just be the nearest neighbors, which are the ones we have here. They could be 2 or 3 away if you use a very high order approximation, but there's some mix of the values. And you may remember I did this analysis of how I changed the I looked at the ratio of computation to communication depending on how many points away the fundamental algorithm sort of touched. And that would come in here by what approximation I used here. If I used a higher order approximation, I'd get an algorithm which touched more points. You may remember I noted that actually if you touch more points, you've got actually a more efficient parallel algorithm, because you tend to do more computing per communication.